Today, for the first time since March of 2020, the American unemployment rate is below 5%. In just 8 months since I became president, in the midst of a grave public health and economic crisis, the unemployment rate is now down below 5% at 4.8%. Let me just repeat that. Today's report has the unemployment rate down to 4.8%, a significant improvement from when I took office and a sign that our recovery is moving forward, even in the face of a COVID pandemic. That improvement was widespread. Unemployment for Hispanic workers was down, and the unemployment rate for African Americans fell almost a full percent, and it's now below 8% for the first time in 17 months. A drop of 496,000 in long-term unemployment is the second largest single-month drop since we started keeping records. The largest was in July. So in the past 3 months, we've seen a drop of 1.3 million long-term unemployed. That's the largest 3 months fall in long-term unemployment since we started keeping records in 1948. More to do, but great progress. And working Americans are seeing their paychecks go up as well. In September, we saw one of the largest increases in average wages paid to workers on working Americans on record. Today's report comes one day after the Labor Department found in the third quarter of this year, the number of layoffs and job reductions was the lowest in this country since 1997. Overall, the unemployment report shows almost 200,000 jobs were created last month, over 300,000 in the private sector and 26,000 in manufacturing, offset by some seasonal adjustments in education hiring. The monthly totals bounce around, but if you take a look at the trend, it's solid. On average, 600,000 new jobs created every month since I took office. And in 3 months before I got there, that was one-tenth what was being created. It's 60,000 as opposed to 600,000 jobs a month. In total, the job creation in the first 8 months of my administration is nearly 5 million jobs. Jobs up, wages up, unemployment down. That's progress. And it's a tribute to the hard work and resilience of the American people who are battling through this pandemic, working to keep their businesses afloat. Remember, today's report is based on a survey that was taken during the week of September the 13th, not today, September the 13th, when COVID cases were averaging more than 150,000 per day. Since then, we've seen the daily cases fall by more than one-third, and they're continuing to trend down. We're continuing to make progress. Right now, things in Washington, as you all know, are awfully noisy. Turn on the news, and every conversation is a confrontation. Every disagreement is a crisis. But when you take a step back and look at what's happening, we're actually making real progress.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.